for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Chinese foreign ministries hailed the repatriation of Yang Jinjun, one of China's most wanted economic fugitives, saying it marks major progress in China-U.S. anti-graft cooperation. Spokesperson Hong Lei says that China appreciates the U.S. cooperation in this investigation. China released a list of the 100 most wanted Chinese fugitives abroad in April, all of whom were subject of an Interpol red notice. Yang Jinjun, suspected of embezzlement and bribery, is the first from that list to be sent back from the United States. He's the 12th one from the list to be netted so far. China and Laos will build a railway linking the two countries and other ASEAN members. Laos' deputy prime minister says construction of the railway is expected to begin late this year, and it'll be built in honor of the 40th anniversary of the founding of the Laos People's Democratic Republic. The announcement was made at the 12th China-ASEAN Expo in Nanning City in southern China. The third China-France high-level economic and financial dialogue is kicked off in Beijing. Officials will consult with each other on issues such as the macroeconomic landscape and policies, global governance, bilateral cooperation in finance, as well as cooperation in market, industry, and major projects. Senior economic and financial officials from both sides are attending that dialogue. The Syrian Air Force has carried out as many as 25 airstrikes against Islamic State targets in the ancient city of Palmyra. The information's from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Several people are said to have been wounded in the attacks, which came days after Syrian jets struck IS positions in the country's north. IS seized the millennia-old oasis city of Palmyra on May 20th. Since then, it's destroyed a notorious military prison in the territory, along with many centuries-old cultural relics, including temples. The Syrian airstrikes followed the arrival of Russian military aid for the government in Damascus. More than 150 people have been confirmed dead now following the explosion of a tanker truck full of oil in South Sudan. Previously, the country's information minister had said there had been 100 deaths and 50 others had been injured after the oil tanker swerved off the road and exploded. Officials say many of the injured are unlikely to survive because the facilities required for the treatment of badly burned people are not available. Most of the injured are said to be women and children. The presidents of Senegal and Benin are set to visit Burkina Faso to assess the situation following Thursday's coup. On Wednesday, RSP officers, the former presidential guards of deposed President Blaise Compaoré, arrested interim president Michel Kafando and Prime Minister Isaac Zida and other members of the government. On Thursday, the soldiers announced the dissolution of the transition government and the setting up of the National Council for Democracy. At least 16 people have been killed after militants attacked a mosque located inside of an Air Force camp in Peshawar City, northwestern Pakistan. The attack was launched early on Friday morning. The militants entered the camp and rushed to the mosque, killing 16 people praying inside. After an hour-long encounter, the army killed 13 militants, while a clearance operation continued in the area. Local media reports say the Taliban has taken credit for this attack. Pakistan summoned a senior Indian diplomat to the foreign ministry and lodged protest over a recent cross-border shelling that killed at least three civilians. The army said the civilians were killed due to an unprovoked attack from India in a sector along the line of control in the disputed Kashmir region on Thursday. Pakistan and India had declared a ceasefire along the LOC in 2003. However, border troops continue to occasionally trade fire. Both countries accuse each other of ceasefire violations. Croatia has closed its seven border crossings with Serbia after seeing the influx of more than 11,000 refugees in a single day. The closure on Thursday night led to a 6-kilometer-long queue of trucks waiting to enter Croatia, while on the other side of the road, a 2-kilometer-long line of vehicles waited to enter Serbia. Media reports say only one border crossing is open between the two countries, and refugees from the Middle East and Africa keep marching through cornfields into Croatia. Authorities did not say for how long the crossings will remain closed. Croatia said it's overwhelmed by the influx of migrants after its neighbor Hungary closed the Hungary-Serbia border on Tuesday to keep migrants out. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.